If you're right, Eddie, keep it behind it right here.
Right.
That's right.
Now, this is the what? The
palm of your hand.
You got two?
You got two palms. And four fingers on each hand.
No, when you double up, you make
that's your fist.
Make two.
Two fists.
When you're gonna pop somebody.
Your box.
Yeah, a little bit. I was Golden Gloves for a while.
Huh?
I was Golden Gloves boxer when I was a kid. Yeah. Did you?
Oh yeah.
Any place where you can't? You say, are you getting a little stiff in your
elbow?
In your
wrist, arm, shoulder.
All you call that your any place where you bend.
Ugh. Joints.
Yeah, getting stiff in my.
I'm getting stiff in my joints.
Yeah. Oh. You might get a pain in your
foot.
Might
ankle,
be in both of your
feet.
It'll run all the way up through your
leg.
All the way up your leg.
Most time you have your shoulder, they go down.
Yeah. Now, when you're going after the chickens, you might be out there in the dark and you might stumble and bruise your
shin.
Bruise your shin, right.
Shank bone.
Yeah. Now, you say you're doing what when you're doing this?
Sitting on your hunkers.
Yeah, hunkering down?
Hunkering down.
You do this when the ground's too cold?
Yeah, you hunker down.
Yeah. When you were going to scare somebody, you
sneak down. That's what I do. I get out on my hands and knees.
And you might
crawl
along, and you get him, and you get up to him, and you go
boom.
Oh boy, games.
Yeah.
I used to make them piss in their pants.
I did too. Now I scared your dickens out of them. Is that tape on? Turn it off.
No, come on. Now, Neil, you got to tell me one of these stories. Now, don't worry, your name isn't going to be used.
No, I ain't going to have that one in the book.
What?
I tell you two or three good.
Huh?
I can tell you two or three rough.
All right, go ahead.
No, I ain't going to do it.
Well, don't worry about this. Your name's not going to be used on this.
I know it, but I wouldn't want to my wife get a book and have something like that.
It's not going to be in it. I promise you it won't.
Oh, well, it won't?
No, go ahead and tell. Just tell me, just for the
tape. One time, an old guy, he got married. He's 65 year old.
Yeah.
He got married to a woman, 62. He went to bed that night, got everything head up. He got up, his name was John. He got up and went to the dresser drawer. Said, John, said, what are you doing? He said, get me a rubber. She said, I'm too old, you can't get me pregnant. No, but he said this thing got off the riders and I don't want to get him one.
That was pretty good. Oh boy. But you used to scare a lot of people in your day,
oh,
huh?
Oh yeah, dang. I scare them now too.
How do you do it? Like you just did to me?
I just slip up on them and say, I'll be walking along, I'll jump and say, look at there, that snake. Most times they'll jump too.
Yeah. When somebody's been a little sick for a while, they you might say they're up now, but they still look a little
peaked. Yeah.
How'd you say he felt? Boy, I bet he feels.
He feel peaked, feel shitty somewhere. <like that>.
Nah. No, I'm talking about, you know, you'd say, I bet he feels, you know. Anything else, any other way of saying it? Any other way of saying it?
Well, yeah, I bet he feels bad.
Look, bet he looks a little,
he looks a little peaky.
Puny or
peaky, yeah. Pale.
If he lost a lot of weight, you'd say, look.